The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or concealed.
Bonjour, hi, Canada, Hugh Hewitt on the 19th day of October 2020. 2 weeks and 2 days until this election is done. Interestingly enough, on the front page of the WashingtonPost.com right now, my column about 2024 is up because the presidential campaign for 2024 begins the day after the voting is done. And I'm getting hammered for this column because it just lists everyone who was mentioned to me as a possible 2024 GOP nominee in the last 2 weeks. So I just listed them. I kept a little notepad, and if someone mentioned in passing, you know, Marco Rubio is going to be running, or for this, I just listed them. So in the column, they are Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, Texas Representative Dan Crenshaw, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, former ambassador to Germany and former acting director of national intelligence Richard Grenell, former ambassador to the United Nations and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, this is alphabetical, of course, White House Chief of Staff and former North Carolina Representative Mark Meadows, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, National Security Advisor Robert C. O'Brien, Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, Florida Senator Rick Scott, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Pennsylvania Senator Patrick Toomey, Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump. Now, of course, if President Trump were to lose in 2 weeks and 2 days, he could be eligible to run again. And if he got in, at least two Trumps would get out. But after listing all this, I mean, everybody knows Vice President Pence is going to run, and I think everybody realizes Mike Pompeo and Tom Cotton are going to run, and I think most people realize that Marco Rubio is going to run. But the question is, what about the other 17? You know, that's just a recording. I'm not endorsing. I'm going to be neutral in this thing. Back to Switzerland on the radio, as I was in 2015 and 2016. I know most of these people. I've interviewed them all, and they're all welcome to come on the show beginning November 4 and talk about their vision for the country. But instead, I got hammered because I left off Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland and Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts. Look, I got nothing against these two people. Larry Hogan's been a guest on the show. I think Charlie Baker cuts a pretty good figure up there in Massachusetts, but they haven't been mentioned to me. So it's the great mentioner. If you don't mention him to me, I'm not going to put him in a list of people who've been mentioned to me. So that's going to be the story of November the 4th. The story of November the 3rd is whether or not the Biden emails actually made a difference. Now, this morning, and I would like to hear from you, 1-800-520-1234. Do the Biden emails make a difference to you? Here's my caution. Everybody who's listened to me for the 20 years I've been doing this show know that in 2004, I instantly recognized Rathergate as a fraud. Instantly. It made no sense. It did not make a lick of sense. And because those documents were widely distributed, Powerline and others, and I helped, exposed those documents as a fraud, and Dan Rather got fired. Rathergate should inform the Biden emails and the Biden computer. All right? We had no idea where those emails or the documents that were produced in Rathergate were alleged to have come from. CBS just told us they were standing by their story. They were fake, and we figured it out. A couple of people, but especially Powerline, compared type funds, etc. Well, the issue with the Biden emails is not the provenance of this computer. We know it was dropped off at a computer store. The owner gave it to the FBI. He kept the hard drive, gave the hard drive to Rudy's lawyer. The Rudy's lawyer gave it to Rudy. Rudy gave it to the Post. The question is, was it ever doctored anywhere along the way? I don't think anyone's even seriously arguing that it was Hunter Biden's computer. But you've got to realize that if it was, it could have been doctored. And you could mix fake emails in with real photos. I'm not going to talk about any of Hunter Biden's personal problems. That is wrong and threatens everyone in recovery who listens to any show anywhere. And I hope they don't play the intimate tapes. I think that would be wrong. But the question, the only question is, did the vice president, when he was vice president, use his office to advance the financial interests of his family? And post-vice presidency, did he deal with the Chinese Communist Party? Those are the only questions that matter to me. Hunter Biden can go off and do whatever he wants to do and pretend to sell access that he doesn't have and flim-flam people if he did. That doesn't matter. What matters is whether or not the vice president used the office of the vice presidency to advance the financial interests of his family, or if after leaving office, he did business with the Chinese Communist Party. This morning, for the first time, the New York Times has touched the story. Now, they did it the backwards way. New York Post published Hunter Biden report amid newsroom doubts. So this is the way that the New York Times finally recognizes reality, that everybody in the country is talking about the Biden emails and the two questions I just asked. Did Vice President Biden use his office when he was vice president to advance the financial interests of his family? Or did Joe Biden do business with the Chinese Communist Party after leaving office? This is their way of saying they didn't duck the entire story. They've been silent for 4 days, but this will break open the doors. And of course, they're 2 weeks and allegations that more emails are coming. But the same questions will arise. Are they authentic? Here's the New York Times story. The New York Post front page article about Hunter Biden on Wednesday was written mostly by a staff reporter who refused to put his name on it, two Post employees said. Bruce Golding, a reporter at the Rupert Murdoch-owned tabloid since 2007, did not allow his byline to be used because he had concerns over the article's credibility, the two Post employees said, speaking on the condition of anonymity out of retaliation. Coming late in a heated presidential campaign, the article suggested that Joseph R. Biden Jr., Vice President Joe Biden, had used his position to enrich his son, Hunter Biden, when he was vice president. The Post based the story on photos and documents the paper said it had taken from the hard drive of a laptop purportedly belonging to Hunter Biden. Many Post staffers questioned whether the paper had done enough to verify the authenticity of the hard drive content, said five people with knowledge of the tabloid's inner workings. The tabloid is a newspaper, is a platform. It's just the same thing as the New York Times. It's absolutely the same thing as the New York Times. It is less biased, in my view, than the New York Times. Staff members also had concerns about the reliability of its sources and its timing, the people said. The article names two sources, Stephen Bannon, the former advisor to President Trump, now facing federal fraud charges. Yes, he is. They are unrelated to the computer, who is said to have made the paper aware of the hard drive last month, and Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, who is said to have given the paper a copy of the hard drive on October 11th. Mr. Giuliani said he chose the Post because either nobody else would take it, or if they took it, they would spend all the time they could to try and contradict it before they put it out. Top editors met on October 11th to discuss how to use the material provided by Mr. Giuliani. The group included the tabloid veteran Colin Allen, known as Colonel, known as Cal, Stephen Lynch, the Post editor-in-chief, Michelle Gotthelf, the digital editor-in-chief, according to a person with a knowledge of the meeting. Mr. Allen, who was the Post editor-in-chief 2001 to 2016 and returned last year as an advisor, urged his colleagues to move quickly, the person said. As the deadline approached, editors pressed staff members to add bylines to their story. At least one aside from Mr. Golding refused. Headlined Biden Secret Emails, the article appeared on Wednesday with two bylines. Emma Jo Morris, a deputy politics editor, who joined the paper after 4 years at Fox News, and Gabrielle Fonrange, a Post reporter since 2014. All right, I'm telling you, that's their way of getting the story out, which they know is a major story, without saying we approve of putting this out. Doesn't matter if they approve. My question to you, do you care? And I think I'm only going to care if I'm persuaded that the vice president used his office while vice president to enrich his family, or if he had dealings after being president with the Chinese Communist Party or its many front groups. What do you think? 1-800-520-1234 when we return to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. Coming up next hour, Bishop Aubrey Shines, founder of Conservative Clergy of Color, author of 8 Questions About Race. You can get the book at 8questionsaboutrace.com, will join me. I am asking you whether or not the Biden emails matter to you. Let me first check markets, brought to you by Birch Gold. Everyone out there, including everyone in my new affiliate, WWTK, your Highlands News Talk, 7:30 a.m. in Sebring, Florida. Good morning, Sebring, Florida. I'm Hugh Hewitt. You'll hear about me. I do my bio on the first broadcast day of every month, but I don't do it every day, so you're going to have to wait until then. But WWTK, 7:30 a.m., I'm very glad to have you join me right there in the middle of the peninsula in Sebring, Florida. Welcome to all of you. The giant Borg that is the Hugh Hewitt Show keeps absorbing affiliates in this time of change, and I'm very glad to have the listeners waking up in Sebring, Florida on WWTK. I do the market report 3 times a day. This hour, it's brought to you by Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold helps secure a portion of your retirement in physical precious metals. They take possession of the gold or the silver that you buy. They store it so you don't have to worry about it. They take care of it. Everyone should have between 10 and 25% of their wealth in gold and silver, whether it's in a safety deposit box or in your IRA held by Birch Gold. You can find out more about Birch Gold by going to Hugh Gold, H-U-G-H, gold.com. Or text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, again for the new listeners in WTK. Don't misspell it. HughGold.com or text H-U-G-H to 474747. They will send you free information. Overseas this morning, Germany's up a little. England's down a little. The 10-year Treasury is at 0.74, and gold is up to 1915. That is largely because the Chinese published a story this morning that they expect 4.9% growth in the third quarter for the entire year. Now, that means their quarterly growth is going to be off the charts, but to expect a 4.9% growth on the year, I can't believe that. But then again, I don't believe anything coming out of the People's Republic of China because of the Chinese Communist Party. But the market in the United States probably going to do very well today. On the Friday, the Dow was down 112. It was up 112. The Dow was down 42, and the S&P was up a quarter of a point, half point. Today is going to be a different day. It's people are trying to factor in the volatility of the race. Speaking of which, when I went off the air on Friday, I didn't have much in polling to tell you. The most important polls on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, of course, it's state polls. In Michigan, Trafalgar Group has Trump up one. In Florida, Mason-Dixon has Biden up three. In Florida, The Hill-Harris has a tie. In Arizona on Sunday, CBS News has Biden up three, and CBS News has Trump up down five in Wisconsin. This is too close to call, people. Don't believe anyone else. It's just too close to call. I'm going to talk to Rick Gates in hour three. He was the deputy campaign manager in 2016. He knows about these polls. He's written a great book called The Wicked Game. Now, my question to you, do you care about these Biden emails? I've got a lot of Pittsburgh people here, and you should know it's a pretty raw wound what the Steelers did to the Browns yesterday. So we're not going to talk about that, right, Chuck? Good morning.
No, I just wanted to talk about something we heard here in Pittsburgh. News coming out of Youngstown that Youngstown wants to apply for an NFL franchise.
Oh, Chuck, you're awful. You're terrible. You're awful. But anyway, what about the emails?
Well, a couple things, Hugh. If Hunter was selling access, and if Joe had a piece of the action, doesn't that disqualify Joe from even running? And what about a status of some kind of investigation? Are we likely to know anything more about this before November 3rd?
Well, I don't know. The FBI has a copy of the hard drive. I don't know if they are authenticating it. My guess is they didn't do anything with it. And it's an innocent explanation. My guess is they got a crazy story from one guy in Delaware who says he's got a computer with Hunter Biden emails on it. And they take the computer and they don't do anything with it. And they'll get around with it.
And the second thing is, these accusations are somewhat credible. Doesn't Joe Biden owe us some kind of explanation before
Thursday? Well, yes. I would think Kristen Welker would ask at least a half dozen questions about this, along with court packing on Thursday night. Those are the two biggest holes in the Joe Biden story, and I hope Kristen drills down. I know her. She's a good reporter. I hope she drills down on the emails and on the court packing scheme, because the latter will destroy the republic. It will. Stay tuned, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Is this the way your story ends? Hey, man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more than just the slides of welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Thank you so much for listening to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Remember, we need you to vote. You got to keepamericaamerica.com. What is keepamericaamerica.com, especially to my new listeners down on Sebring, Florida, on WWTK, your Highlands News Talk, 7:30 a.m.? Keepamericaamerica.com is a project of the Job Creators Network. Job Creators Network is a longtime sponsor of this show. They've done a lot of different projects with us. I love JCN. And the Job Creators Network decided they had to make sure that you had voting information at your fingertips that you could trust. So they put together Keep America America. You enter your zip code. They tell you everything you need to know about early in-person voting. You know, it's already begun in some states. People are voting in Arizona and Michigan and Ohio and other places. We really need you to get out and vote in Arizona for Martha McSally and, of course, the president. Michigan, it's going to be close. Ohio, I think the president has it locked up, but you still need to go out and vote to make sure that's true. The best place to go for all that information is keepamericaamerica.com. Please don't wait. Please don't delay. Get out there and go to keepamericaamerica.com. Also want to tell everyone in Sebring, Florida, that I partner with Alliance Defending Freedom. And we have been raising money for ADF all month long. They are America's best civil rights organization. Would you invest $100 in defending religious liberty and free speech? ADF has won 11 Supreme Court cases since 2010. More than one case a year. They go up there and they win. They win in the appeals courts. They win in the district courts. They defend everybody whose religious liberty is threatened, and they do so for free because of the generosity of people like you who invest in them, give $100 or your best gift, whatever you can, to keep ADF in the field. and hundreds of you are doing that. Thank you. I'd like it to be thousands of you. We all don't believe that I finally got to worship in person in church on Friday. 25 of us were allowed to go to church at my local church, and that was terrific. Finally. It was a little odd, but it was a great sermon, and that's the way Virginia is reopening a little bit at a time, and they're working out their methodology. And if anyone isn't allowed to reopen and it's unconstitutional, the Alliance Defending Freedom will be there to save their right to free exercise of religion. Just go to HughHewitt.com. The top of the website has a banner. Will you fight for your freedom? Give now. I've been asking you, do you care about the Biden emails? I should also, during the break, I was telling Dwayne about Rich Lowry's story over at National Review. Rich went out and interviewed the head of Trafalgar Group, the pollster who thinks Trump is ahead. Now, you just heard me give you a couple of four different states, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, where Trump is a little bit down in the polling average, but not in Trafalgar. And so Rich went out and interviewed the head of Trafalgar, Robert Cahaley, who predicted a Trump victory in the latest edition of the National Review Online podcast. And why he explains his numbers are different, he believes in social bias. He thinks a lot of people are for Trump and they won't say it. And there's a story this morning about Trump losing seniors. Well, the people least likely to say they are for Trump, who are going to vote for Trump, are seniors. Because they are most conflict adverse and they don't want their kids or grandkids yelling at them. That's just the simple fact. Senior, the older you get, the more conflict adverse you become, unless you're me. I'm 64. I'm not conflict adverse. My kids tell me something I don't like. I tell my kids, you're wrong. And they tell me I'm wrong. And, you know, that's how we raised them, to be smart and courteous. But some people aren't like that. They yell at mom and dad or grandma and grandpa. So grandma and grandpa don't tell them anything. They tell them what they want to hear, or they tell pollsters a lie. And Trafalgar says that's the difference. I don't know. I'm focused on the Biden emails. Do you care? Let's stay in Pittsburgh with Peg. Peg, do you care?
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing? It's David.
Oh, David. It says Peg.
I'm sorry?
It says Peg, so obviously you talked to Ben or Harley this morning and they weren't awake, but go ahead.
Okay, it's David from Pittsburgh. Good morning, Hugh. First of all, Hugh, the New York Times must be living in a glass house throwing big avalanche-sized boulders at the Post because they're hypocrites. They're just a much, if not a bigger tabloid than the New York Post. And, you know, I am concerned about the email to you, but I'm also concerned about the freedom of speech side, because what Twitter did and Facebook did, I tried to get on Twitter with the, you know, the New York Post portion on Twitter. I couldn't get in all weekend, you know, because they got them blocked over this email thing. And it's also blocking freedom of speech. What's your thought on that?
Well, Twitter is not the government, so they are not constitutionally required to give freedom of speech to everyone. They're not. If it was a government website, they couldn't block the post. I think Twitter is doing enormous brand damage. I think it's going to help Parler, which is the alternative that is growing rapidly, P-A-R-L-E-R. Go to P-A-R-L-E-R.
Yeah, I heard about them.
Yeah, don't go to P-A-R-L-O-R, like Parler, like Sitting Parlor. That's a porn site. Go to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.
No, I'm definitely not going to go there, buddy.
Yeah,
and
so,
I'm just saying one more point is the fact that, you know, I think this is going to be a repeat of 2016. I think Trump's going to win big. And I think, you know, it's going to be over for Sleepy Joe before you know it, because Kamala Harris is nothing but a disgusting human being, showing no respect.
Stop. Okay, drop that. We do not make personal attacks on the candidate. We just don't. No personal attacks here. Just that's not what we do. Bob, also in Pennsylvania. I'm glad to see a lot of the Keystone State listening to me, because despite the fact that people cheated in Pittsburgh yesterday, I'm glad to have you, Bob.
Good morning. First, I want to give you a little sales pitch here. That relief factor worked for my wife. It worked. Yeah, she loves it.
I'm about to take
it. I owe that to you.
So, thank you. You listen to me.
So,
did you root for the Browns yesterday, since I did you a good turn?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, it was a bad
day. I did.
We'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back.
That's where we take it one day at a time. Right?
Yeah.
So So I you know, I think it's legit. I'll tell you two reasons why. I think with Rudy Giuliani being the ex-prosecutor and what he does for a living, I think it was verified by him. But Tucker Carlson had on the one day, and then the second day he came on, and he said it's been verified. And then lastly, I feel sorry for this blind guy. That's like, they want to kill the messenger, you know, that what he, you know, he stated. And lastly, my big question is, the FBI had it. What did they do with it?
I would like to hear from Director Ray what the status of the computer is. I believe that we have a right to know not whether or not he believes all the emails, but does he have it? Are they looking at it? And when will we know what he thinks? I believe that is a question that Director Ray ought to answer. Bob, thank you. Let me go down to Blue Ridge, Georgia, where the voting is, you know, Ray, everybody's got to vote in Georgia. You got to go to keepamericaamerica.com. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you, Hugh?
I'm great. What do you think about the Biden emails? You believe them?
Yes, sir, I do. I think Biden's been dirty for a long time. I'm not personally attacking him, but this is obvious. And the fact that, you know, the media is trying to cover it just makes you want to know more. And it's out there. And I just think it's crazy that Joe's going to go and say it's been debunked, and that's it. Nobody's going to question him on that.
If you're Kristen Welker, you ought to ask, are the emails authentic, Mr. Vice President? And if he says yes or no, that's an answer. And then are you willing to assure everyone you have never met with anyone from a Chinese company or a Ukrainian company? I mean, you can only get there's no sense. If he denies it, he denies it, but he ought to be asked. He ought to be asked. Thank you, my friend. Dale in Detroit. Dale, John James is ahead. Have you voted yet?
I dropped off my ballot on Friday.
Did you vote for John James?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Just not voting for any Republicans this year.
Oh, okay. So that's fine. We talked to Democrats here. I'm glad to have you anyway. What's on your mind?
I don't trust the computer at all with Giuliani and Bannon involved. With the reports of Giuliani being played by the Russians, I just don't trust the problem.
Where is that report? Dale, where is that report that Giuliani's being played by the Russians?
It was all over the news about a week or so ago. The Times, the Post, everybody had it.
No, I saw some anonymous sources saying that Rudy had been targeted by Russian intel when he was in Ukraine, but it didn't say anything about Russian intel involved with his computer. This computer comes out of Delaware. Rudy took possession of it via his lawyer. And until someone challenges the chain of custody and suggests that the Russians got to the blind Delaware computer salesman, that allegation, you know, I can also tell you Rudy busted the, you know, big five crime families. It doesn't have anything to do with this computer. This computer is the question. It's provenance, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And so the fact that Rudy held it doesn't tell me anything. Dale, but thank you. You're always welcome. You made a mistake on John James. Someone in Detroit, get up and vote this morning to offset Dale. Brent in Los Angeles. Do they matter to you, Brent?
Hello, Hugh. Well, it matters to me, but not all that much, in as much as there's so many other things that one could ask as to why he's supporting court packing, why he doesn't seem to support the Constitution, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, why he seems to be supporting CCP more than America, or he's supporting the Iran deal, or Antifa, or BLM, or Ilhan Omar, or Rashida Tlaib. Just there's just a pile, and this just is just adding to that pile.
Well, the key thing is a lot of voters are high information voters like you. You've just told me, you've signaled you're aware of many issues. But a lot of information, a lot of voters are low information voters. They vote, they do their civic duty, but they make up their mind based upon what happens in the last month, and they make up their mind on trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
This issue goes to the heart of whether or not you can trust Joe Biden. And if he's been telling us for years that he's clean and he's not clean, that's really bad. Hey, Brett, thank you. I got to get to Pittsburgh again. Victoria. Good morning, Victoria.
Morning, Hugh. I want the emails.
Well, do you trust them?
Well, I do. And beyond your previous caller talking about Steve Bannon and everything, what about the emails coming from Hunter's partner?
Well, I have read that story, but I am skeptical of the provenance of that story. I'd have to see those emails coming from someone else. The New York Post is a pretty rigorous news organization. And so I am not going to the Steve Bannon partner, the Hunter Biden partner emails. I don't know about that. And I'm not going to go with that until I see that in another news source. 1-800-520-1234. Go and order Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com. Come right back here on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. To Hewitt. I was telling you in the last segment, and I have now tweeted out the link to Rich Lowry's interview with the head of Trafalgar Polling. This is Kahaley's breakdown, writes Rich. She believes Trump will win North Carolina and Florida, discounts Biden's chances in Georgia because the Republican base vote is too big there. Same is true in Texas. As for Arizona, quote, I think Trump has the lead, Kahaley says. I think Martha McSally has some ground to make up. I see her about 5 points behind Trump, but I think Trump will probably win the state and win it by a couple of points or more. If he wins it big enough, McSally has a shot. Trump isn't there yet in Pennsylvania, according to Kahaley. Right now, we've got him down in Pennsylvania, he says. I think if it were held today, the undecided would break toward Trump and there'd be some hidden vote. He'd probably win Pennsylvania, but I'm going to caveat on only Pennsylvania. I believe Pennsylvania to be the number one state that Trump could win and have stolen due to voter fraud. In Michigan, Trafalgar has said Trump is ahead. I think he will win Michigan, Kahaley said, citing fear of the Democratic economic agenda. If it happened right now, Kahaley says my best guess would be an electoral college victory for Trump in the high 270s, low 280s. Now, that's the most optimistic pollster out there. It depends on turnout. It is a turnout election. So please go to keepamericaamerica.com and find out where to vote and vote today. Also, I believe the Biden email story could decisively impact this if people believe it. Do you, Fred in Chicago, do you believe it?
Good morning, Hugh. I am an attorney just like you, so because of that, I am naturally skeptical and want to wait. It seems at least it seems to have credibility, but I was supporting the president regardless. But something struck me as pretty ironic this morning. The New York Times, in its story, was claiming that the New York Post, one of the authors of the article, didn't want to put his name on it due to his fear of it's not being credible. But at the same time, the sources of the New York Times did not want to publish their names. So why should we accept them, in other words, anonymous sources, as credible?
It is absolutely crazy. And they diminish the Post as the tabloid. And I think the Post uses many more name sources than the New York Times does. And tabloid is simply a description of size, but it's used to smear integrity often. And that was a low blow that is beneath what used to be the old gray lady. But they're caught in a click war with the New York Post, and the New York Post is winning this week. Fred, thank you. Let's go to Florida and Alex in Windermere, Florida. Hi, Alex. Good to have you on the program.
Good morning, Hugh. I definitely believe the emails, and they are of tremendous importance to me, and for one really important reason. If this is not thoroughly investigated and reviewed now by all the different media and all the different agencies, then we're potentially, you know, electing a president who is compromised and subject to blackmail by foreign leaders.
Well, that's what they always said about Trump. But then we had 2.5 years of special counsel investigation, and there was no collusion and no compromise. But about Joe Biden, I wonder if we're going to have 4 years of a special counsel. I really do. Thank you, Alex. Let me go to Wes in Tennessee. Good morning, Wes.
Hey, good morning, Hugh. Good to talk to you. The last caller hit on this. This attack the messenger stuff as if the New York Post is not believable, but BuzzFeed is. Rudy Giuliani, who was a prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, is not believable, but Christopher Steele and Dirty Peter Strzok and all those people who weaponize our intelligence and law enforcement are believable, but Rudy's not. I mean, it's typical attack the messenger.
Yeah, I got to ask you something, Wes. Are you from New Jersey?
No.
Oh, because I was at Monticello on the lawn in front of Jefferson's home on Saturday, and four people from Jersey came up. Sadly, they were Eagles fans, but we had a great conversation. They sounded just like you. What accent do you have?
It's New York. I grew up most of the time in Tennessee, but my dad was a New Yorker. He was a New York Jew who taught at the University of Tennessee, and to my knowledge, he was the only professor, certainly only Jewish professor, with a poster of Archie Bunker on his office wall.
That would be unique. That would be unique. So you are from New York originally, or you got your dad's accent, and you're in Tennessee. Tennessee is a deep red state. You got great senators, great governors. So you believe these emails, Wes?
I do believe these emails, and I'll tell you what else I believe. I believe Donald Trump's going to win, and I think it's something that somebody hasn't touched on. I think having a college freshman, the youth vote is going to be way down this year. They don't have time to mobilize kids. Kids aren't focused on that. College kids are focused on trying to learn in this new Zoom environment. I'm experiencing it with my own college kid.
They're also trying to figure out how to get a beer in this new college environment. I got to tell you that my friend Joseph Timothy Cook told my son when he was going off, the most important thing, the cheapest beer is the best beer. They can't get a beer now. It's really terrible. Wes, thank you, my friend. I know they have to be of age. I'm not suggesting underage drinking is a good thing. But it is true that Alan Simpson once said, back when we thought beer was food. And I remember those years. Beer can say, I don't know how Anheuser-Busch is making it through this COVID thing, but we'll find out. By the way, Bud Light had the best commercial of the day yesterday. If you were watching the Browns get dismembered by the Steelers, the Bud Light fake fan commercial, somebody deserves an Emmy. Somebody deserves an Emmy for that commercial. Stay tuned, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. I'll be right back. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.